Antibiotics and You, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I'm doing this story for personal reasons. I got a sinus infection 5 months ago and have not been able to get rid of it despite the fact that I've been on antibiotics of all kinds and had surgery. 20 years ago, a common antibiotic would have knocked it out in 3 days. What I'm saying is antibiotic resistance is on the move. Now to the story. Antibiotic use in the livestock industry has been under a microscope in recent years. According to the University of Nebraska, there's concern that antibiotic resistance associated with daily antibiotic use in animal feeds. The 2017 Veterinary Feed Directive mandate was one step towards a plan to remove all antibiotic use in livestock associated with growth efficiency, feed efficiency, or long-term use. Ben Holland of Cactus Feeders encourages producers to become better stewards of antibiotics.
We try to use science to base our decisions on because we want to have confidence that when we make a decision about how we manage our livestock or how we procure them or all of our practices that we have confidence that that's the right decision for the cattle and for the people and for the industry. Yeah, so when we think about antibiotics and health of cattle, we're all in the same system. I would encourage all of us to consider the steps that we can make in our own production practices, whether it be on our cow-calf farm or stalker operation or in the feed yard, that help us be better stewards of antibiotics and help us make sure that our cattle are prepared for the next stage in production.
Antibiotic usage in beef cattle presents an educational opportunity for beef producers to educate the public. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.